And when did you write that, Jerry?
1942.
Is that the same year you met each other? But no. Come on, when did you write that?
Oh, I don't know. Of course, 10 years ago, maybe.
Yeah. And do you ever threaten a gig?
Sometimes.
Mm. You've got quite a good following as well, haven't you? You've got people come to see you.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, yeah. We do okay.
Yeah. There's a few bands like that in Essex, like Expose. They're another really good cover band. They get a load of people. Yeah, don't matter where they play, all over Essex, you've got this always great. So they must have people in different areas that actually follow them around. But sure. It's good to have those people that like the songs that you do and come and see you on a regular basis.
They're too noisy for me.
They are a bit loud, aren't they?
I like loud music.
I saw them once and I came out with my ears ringing.
Yeah.
I've no idea what they were playing because it was just a big, huge, so loud.
Yeah.
That I don't, you know, all glories to them. They're fantastic. Mm. They get a lot of work and people love them. I'm not putting them down in any way.
Yeah.
Just personally, it's too loud for
me. I don't like them.
I don't like them, and I'm not afraid. And I'm not afraid to say it.
Yeah, they're far too talented for us to like them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he plays saxophone as well, I think, when he sings. Not at the same time as he's singing. It's a little bit difficult to do that.
I meet lots of people lately that play saxophone much, much better than I do, and I don't like it.
How long...
that's a rather personal question.
Let me finish the end of that sentence, please.
We don't answer personal questions.
Let me finish. I took a breath in the wrong place. How long will you carry on singing? You know, you get sort of Paul McCartney.
A lot of people keep saying that.
No, because you can. Yeah, because I'm an older vocalist, and the thing is, you get people like, I don't know, like Paul McCartney, and he won't be listening, but you know, you kind of think when you see him, and also people like Elton John sometimes, you watch him, you're like, they're not quite this. When you think about how good they were, your voice is superb, by the way, so it's strong
because you
obviously gig, but you see people, you think, you know, it's not happening. What do you ever think? Because you guys are really good.
I think Elton John's voice got better as he got older, personally. Mm. He started off as a piano player that sang a bit.
Yeah.
Then he became a singer that played piano, you know. But
you've obviously not in the last few years.
No, I'm talking about sort of 5, 6, 8 years ago.
He does everything in a much lower key, the strongest he'd
ever been, but obviously now not so much.
Yeah, it doesn't affect people like Tom Jones. Tom Jones has still got a cracking voice. It's just
amazing.
And Shirley Bassey as well. She's still really got a good voice. So I just think it depends on. I don't
know. Be Welsh.
Maybe it's got to. Are you Welsh?
Thing. Yeah.
I'm not going to ask that question.
I'm lucky boy.
You are Welsh, are you?
No.
All right.
But a perfect accent, as you.
It was. I don't know. It was quite good. Who does the comedy during the little interludes in the songs?
No one.
Do you not?
That's the songs. That's how we sing
the songs.
No. I mean, do you talk? Do you have a little chat with the audience?
Yeah,
we talk to anyone.
We talk to anyone.
Yeah, we're not fast. No.
We're here, aren't we?
Thank you very much. Yeah, well, there we go. Thank you very much. Now, you're going to finish on a song because I said so. Yeah.
Before we do, can I just say a big hello to my wonderful wife who's listening? And she's beautiful, and I'm so proud of her. I nearly lost her last year, and you know, she nearly died, and now she's making a great recovery, and she's listening in, and I'm very proud of her, and I love her.
Oh, that's so nice.
Thank you.
And what's her name?
I forgot.
Sorry. He's only got 6 wives at home. What's that? Don't
her name's
woman.
Sue.
Hello, Sue. That's like, do you know what? I love a romantic. What a lovely romantic man.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Have you got anybody to say anybody that
no.
said you didn't know what the
I've already done mine. I said to Donna.
All right. Donna, do you. Oh, sorry. That was. Isn't there a thing, Donna, do you want to? That's what my friend used to say with the name Donna. Never mind. Moving swiftly on.
He was talking about the takeaways ordered later.
Thank you very much to the guys for coming in. If you want to check out the Burns Brothers, you'll find them on Facebook. They gig all over Essex. Well worth going to see, and get down to the Scar Night on the 13th of August at the Phoenix. So here's Bob and Jerry, the Burns Brothers. What are you going
to
finish
Thanks for inviting us. We've really enjoyed it.
Don't go to Strangers,
which is an old.
Do you know this one?
It's a James song.
No. If you know it, sing along.
If you don't know it, don't sing.
It would sound awful.
You should do this in your act. This is a lovely song.
Thank you.
It was.
Build your dream to the stars above. When you need someone true to love, don't go to strangers, my darling, come to me. let your fingers burn when you need